Welcome back. Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we're getting ready to take a look at something we started discussing last week, whether or not police or law enforcement officers should wear body cameras. But before that, let me let you hear a little bit more of Birdland by the late, great Maynard Ferguson blowing on that trumpet. I tell you, Maynard Ferguson had a way of really putting some zest, zing, life into his music, into songs. I mean, that man really was just awesome with his arrangements and with his playing. All right, before we move into back into our discussion of those pros and cons, where we're talking about whether or not law enforcement officers should be wearing body cameras, I want you to listen to something else that has to do with something that we talk about. And, well, what we were talking about a little earlier today, and in a way anyhow, has to do with memory and stress. Definitely has to do with something that a lot of people are experiencing more and more and more, including people who enjoy producing stress, connecting with others who bring about stress. They themselves are stressed. They help contribute to the increase of their own stress. I want us to take a look at the connection between stress and the brain, courtesy of Seeker.com. Is there a connection at all between our stress and our brains?
Heard the phrase, get your creative juices flowing. Weird as it sounds, those neurodegenerative diseases. Ride a little, walk a little. If you get blocked, take a walk. If the juices ain't flowing, get up and get going. Honestly, what am I doing here? I should be writing science mixtapes and selling them in Times Square. There's so much scrutiny from so many people into our lives, increased exponentially by social media, that it could be doing damage to our mental health, increasing psychosocial stress. All of that in turn affects our depression and anxiety, but that damage isn't irreparable. Changing small things about your mindset and routine can affect you on a neurological level, aka neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is exactly what it sounds like, neuro, brain, and plasticity, flexible. In this case, it means that our brains have the ability to change and adapt in response to our environment. We can help alleviate these symptoms of depression, anxiety, and psychosocial stress by changing small things in our routine. It doesn't have to be a reboot of your entire life, hashtag new year, new me. It could be a small change that makes things better, hashtag new year, same me, but like I changed some stuff. Yeah, that's clunky, we gotta fix that in post. Hop off social media for a while, take a trip, and change your work environment. Cut that messy friend who talks all kinds of trash out of your life, or stop being that friend. All of these things will not only positively affect your physical health, like your heart and immune functions, but also your psychological health. Finally, and I cannot stress this enough, go to sleep. If you've got to cut this video off right now and go to sleep immediately, do it. I'll be here when you wake up. Welcome back. I realize there's extenuating circumstances to getting enough sleep, work and family stuff, being a college student trying to survive in a capitalist society, etc. But important things happen in your brain when you're asleep. First, cerebrospinal fluid is cleaning toxins out of your brain while you sleep. The more time asleep, the more thorough that cleaning can be. Second, it preserves and encodes our memories in our hippocampus, in turn helping us keep track of our day, the next day's agenda, and who owes us money. Steve, I know you saw the Venmo charge, so text me back. Third, it solidifies new information we've learned over the last day. This especially goes out to all my people still in school. You've learned so much information in your last day of classes. Just go to sleep to help remember it. Stop playing FIFA, Fortnite, and 2K all night. Yeah, I was you once. I know what you're doing. These are small tips that have science to back them up. Try all of these for a month and track your progress. Did you finish a project? Did you write that super hot fire science mixtape that went double platinum, no features? If so, keep at it. And let's make hashtag New Year Same Me, but a little bit better than before, trend. If you're here at Seeker, you know what we're about.
All right, so what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Wow. While we're asleep, if we're getting our proper sleep, we have one part of our brain that is washing away toxins in our brain. We do want healthy brains, right? All right, so we need to do this. I'm serious. We need to do this. Proper sleep, proper exercise, good nutrition, and just de-stressing. Just plain de-stressing. So I definitely want us to give some serious, serious consideration to all of that so that we can be healthier. Again, there's no need to wear like a badge of honor the fact that we keep ourselves worn out. Life is so much more enjoyable, when we are getting our proper rest. Man, do you remember what it felt like to wake up truly feeling refreshed? Not just like you had some sleep, not just like you'd gotten to sleep and then you wake up feeling groggy and tired. I mean, truly feeling refreshed. I think that the key to it is getting to the point where we are consistently getting to bed on time. Because, you know, when we spent months and months, maybe years and years, wearing ourselves out and rarely getting back to sleep, you know, getting our proper amount of sleep. Doing it one night is certainly better than not doing it at all, getting our proper sleep at all. But going to bed on time, getting our proper sleep three nights is better than doing it one night. Four nights is better than two nights. Seven nights is better than two nights. And we keep doing it, making it a lifestyle until we finally get to the point where our bodies are so well rested that we're back to feeling truly refreshed when we wake up. I think some of us have awakened feeling tired and worn out for so long that we actually forgot that there used to be a time when we would go to sleep and wake up feeling refreshed, ready to go, instead of struggling to finish waking up and kind of dreading all that was left to do the rest of the day because we just didn't feel truly rested. All right. We were talking about body cameras. And we were looking at whether or not body cameras should be worn by our law enforcement officers. Some people say, yes, they should be. Some say, no, they should not be. Why would we burden our law enforcement officers with body cameras? That's essentially what some of them and quite a few people contend, that we're just burdening our law enforcement officers when we require that they wear body cameras. Now, that said, how big is the typical body camera? All right, let me give you some of the specs on some of these, some of the body cameras. Size and weight, all I'm focusing on right now, just size and weight, so that we can get a good feel for just how physically cumbersome and physically burdening these cameras might be. One camera, these are all body cameras. One by Wolf is 1.5 inches by 2.9 inches by 0.6 inches and weighs 2.2 ounces, not pounds. The weights that I'm going to be giving you will be the weight in ounces, not pounds. I'll be saying ounces, but I want to emphasize it because I know sometimes we can just, you know, be hearing and not hearing at the same time. So again, I want to point out these weights are in ounces, not pounds. Another body camera, 3.7 inches by 2.35 inches by 1.25 inches and weighs 5.5 ounces, 5.5 ounces. Here's another one, 3.3 inches by 2.6 inches by 0.8 inches, weighs 3.5 ounces. Let me give you another one. 3 inches by 2.1 inches by 0.85 inches and weighs 2.8 ounces. Let me give you one more. I'm just giving you an idea. I just thought we'd get several, get the specs, just these two, the size and weight, just those two numbers on several body cams so we can have an idea of just what we're talking about when it comes to physical burdens. Here's another one. 1.9 inches by 1.9 inches by 0.75 inches and weighs 2.4 ounces. And I do want to say again, all the weights that I gave are the weights in ounces. And what was the heaviest? 5.5 ounces. Most of them were somewhere a little over 2 ounces or a little over 3 ounces. Sounds like the average weight may be somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 ounces. How heavy is 3 ounces? Okay, so we have people who say, law enforcement officers should wear body cameras. And some say they should not. The last time we talked about this, this was a while back, so I'm going to take it from the top with regards to the listed pros and cons, courtesy of procon.org. And since I started with the pros the last time, I gave you one pro and one con, and we had just a couple more of each. And since that was a while back, let me go ahead and start over with the pro-con listings. But this time, instead of starting with the pro, let me start with the con, just to give equal time and all that kind of stuff. All right, so here's our first con. And again, the cons are saying, no, law enforcement officials should not be required to wear body cameras. They say that police body cameras decrease the safety of police officers and negatively affect their physical and mental health. Some people respond negatively, even violently, to being filmed by police, especially people who may be drunk, on drugs, or suffering from mental health problems. A study published in the European Journal of Criminology found that assaults on police officers were 14% higher when body cameras were in use. University of Oklahoma professor of law, Stephen E. Henderson, says that the use of police body cameras can be psychologically damaging to police officers, as nobody does well under constant surveillance. Pat Lynch, head of the New York Police Department's Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, says that there is simply no need to equip patrol officers with body cams. Our members are already weighed down with equipment like escape hoods, gas masks, mace. How much does that weigh? How much does a container of mace weigh? Flashlights, memo books. How much does that weigh? Batons, radio, handcuffs, and the like. This person, Pat Lynch, says they are weighed down with this equipment. And remember, the average weight of a body camera is somewhere around 3 ounces. And so this is going to really add to weighing them down, this extra 3 ounces. Additional equipment becomes an encumbrance and a safety issue for those carrying it. They go on to say that a report by the UK Home Office noted potential health and safety issues with the use of body-worn cameras, including head or neck injuries. What do you suppose it was about the camera that caused a head injury or a neck injury? They're wearing a camera that's attached to their uniform, and they're trying to indicate that the use of body-worn cameras contributed to head injuries and neck injuries. Not to mention electric shock from damaged equipment and radio failure if cameras and radios were used in close proximity to each other. Okay, you know what I want to ask you? What do you think about that? Weighed down, head and neck injuries caused by the body cam, or as a result of wearing the body cam. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? More in a few.